Can you tell me your name?
My name is Frankie Williams. And
How long have you been living here?
Practically on and off almost about 45, 50 years.
And what's your relationship with the coal dust like?
You know, you're back up in the days is as a welder. You know, I was telling your other partner right here that you can wash your white clothes and hang them up on the line and come on out there year by year when you think they are dry. And then them clothes be just as gray as the dust, the dirt on the ground. Yes, you know. Oh, they, you know, I have asthma now. Man, that stuff is terrible. Especially up in the summertime, it get real bad. They know, and especially you don't never know what you breathing in. You may not smell it, but as you get closer to that cold pier, you can actually blow your nose up in a clean white handkerchief, and you will see some particles in that. In that rag, because you, and especially up in the summertime, it get real bad. They you know, the people gotta wash their cars often because that cold dust be coming. They, you know, they try to sprinkle the water over to try to keep the dust down. They, you know, yeah, but it's obviously still end up reaching up in the atmosphere because I don't know.
Yeah. Do you have you had any breathing problems?
Oh, they, you know, I have asthma now. Now I don't know if it came from that cold dust here, but I know coming up as a kid, I didn't have asthma here, but now I have it.
Oh, yeah.
Now I don't know. It could have came from the dust. I don't know.
It did. That's why we have this monitor here to make sure that we can do our checks and balances.
Yes, I gotta take my nebulizers, and also up on the back of my wheelchair. They got me a Buterol pump. Anything, especially up in the summertime, I have it. When I be coming down through this way, because I live all the way at the bottom. Now I just recently moved down there, and I'm right among it.
When did you start having asthma? How many years ago do you think?
Maybe about 7-8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Do you know other people in the community who have breathing problems?
A lot of them have it. Yeah. A lot of them have breathing problems. Yeah, but a lot of them are just like I am. You know, you're wondering, where did it come from? Mm-hmm. Which it can be from the cold particles. You never know. What's in this air?
Yeah.
You never know what's up in the air. You're just like New York, Philadelphia, and places like that right there. You're highly up in pollution because the length of cars and all of that exhaust system for the big 18-wheeler trucks and all of that stuff. All that stuff is smogging the air. Actually, you breathing air, but you ain't breathing clean air. You breathing dirty air. You think it's clean, but it's not. It's not. All at the same time, it's hurting you. Believe me.
How does that make you feel?
I feel normal. Sometimes at the house, when I'm just sitting down, then all of a sudden I had to hit my inhaler or get on my nebulizer.
Yeah.
Are you in the towers or are you in
Aqua Vista? Yeah. Yeah, I'm in Aqua Vista.